WRIG Schofield Wausau, and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Marshfield starter Will Voss is completing his warm-up tosses as the Tigers have taken the field. Here is their defense. Isaac Medverkin is in left. Brant Bowman is the center fielder. And Riley Bouchock is in right. Tigers infield. Isaiah Burrell is at third base. Ryan Krieger is the shortstop. Preston Wagner is the second baseman. And Mason Coffrin is at first. Jacob Earl will catch. And Will Voss is ready to work to Cade Sievertson, who leads off for the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson looking to complete a season where he hits 400. His batting average has gone up in the last week, arrives today hitting 418. Sievertson for the season, 23 hits, 55 plate appearances, and the left-handed batter is ready against Will Voss, and we are set for baseball on an overcast and cold Tuesday afternoon. First pitch hit right up the middle, and there's a base hit. Well, wait a minute. Second baseman behind the bag actually made a play on the ball, not in time. Cade Sievertson, who's got good speed, too, makes sure the batting average is still going north. You know, something interesting, too, when that ball hit the ground, it just kind of died there. This field has gotten a lot of water over the last couple of weeks. The field is soft and is going to play very slow today. Evergreens do have a leadoff base runner. Preston Wagner, the second baseman, showed a lot of range to just get to that ball behind the bag. Could not make a play on Sievertson. Jackson Miles, whose batting average has also been heading in the right direction as we come down the stretch of this season, hits with a man on base and strike one on the outside corner to Jackson Miles. Miles, 265. A two-hit game when last seen against Wausau West on Thursday. Evergreens were supposed to play two against Escanaba, Michigan, and the Antigo Red Robins. Rained away on Saturday. Pitches up high. It's one ball, two balls, no strikes. Beg your pardon, 2-0. On Saturday, with the weather forecast being iffy, you can forgive Escanaba for not coming down. You don't want to drive the 3.5 hours and find out there'll be no game. Evergreens thought about trying to move up their game against the Red Robins. Couldn't arrange that either, so everything was washed away on Saturday. Pitch for Jackson Miles is up high. Three balls and no strikes. Voss has been feeding Miles a lot of breaking pitches, and they've all been staying upstairs, yet to find the zone with it. 3-0 pitch comes back with a fastball, and there's strike one. Three balls and a strike. Evergreens took both their games against Wausau West last week, and the Warriors will finish in last place this year in the Valley. In fact, Wausau West yesterday was no hit out of conference against Marathon. 3-1 pitch, it's popped up. Foul ground, up and out of play. And Will Voss has battled back to a full count against Jackson Miles. Our Fox Sports microphones were here just last week. Marshfield and Wausau East. Tom King bringing the Comrex 10,000 and giving us coverage of those games. East plays Wisconsin Rapids today. Runners going, hit on the ground to the left side. Third baseman's got a play, but the only play is to first. It is a productive out for Jackson Miles as Isaiah Burrell throws across the diamond, and Cade Sievertson with a leadoff hit advances down to second base. Couple of RBI possibilities here for Owen Latondras, who will hit here, and Brady Sendelbach, who will wait on deck. Again, Sievertson at second, good speed. A hit to the outfield probably gives the Evergreens the lead here. Owen Latondras, only a sophomore, and is showing that he can be very productive at the varsity level. 10 runs batted in, hitting 328. Takes ball one. Voss gave up the leadoff single to Sievertson on the first pitch of the game, and Voss has had trouble finding the strike zone since. Got to make an adjustment if he wants to get that curve or that cutter over the plate. 1-0 pitch right over the top there, and that's fouled off. So Voss has a couple of different release points. That one was delivered right over the top. Sometimes he's releasing closer to the shoulder. And again, the Evergreens, too, when they face good pitching, Everest has struggled so far this year. Just got to see if the Evergreens can figure out Will Voss early in this game. Latondras waits on a 1-1 pitch. Sievertson takes his lead at second, coming home. Curve drops in for strike two. Was Voss's best breaking ball of the game so far. started up at the Latondres shoulder and then dropped in just below the numbers. Had a nice break on that. Voss is ahead in the count, 1-2. Latondres looking for contact. Off-speed pitch again. Slow roller to short. Going to have to hustle this across the diamond. It's low and dug out by Mason Coffrin, the first baseman. That's a nice play at first base. The runner retreats to second and does not advance on the Owen Latondres ground out. And Will Voss now has a path out of the first inning. Brady Sendelbach to hit. Sendelbach had a 2-RBI game Thursday and leads the team with 21 runs batted in. RBI possibility here. Sendelbach hits .333. And the first pitch is down low, ball one. Our home plate umpire kind of points as to where the balls are. I'm sure the pitchers appreciate that, but to some of the fans and to the one announcer, that can be a little bit disturbing. We're not quite sure if he's indicating strike. That pitch was close. Breaking ball here stays up high again. Two balls and no strikes. I mean, the danger with that is that you try and take something off that pitch and leave one of those breaking balls out over the plate. On a windy day, who knows where one of those might land. 2-0 pitch, fastball sliced down the right field line. That'll be foul. Sievertson had a good break from second base, would have come all the way around. Baseball today brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans too, Cloverbelt Credit Union. Evergreens have two more regular season games, both out of conference, once they're done with the Tigers today and Thursday. And then state playoff time begins. If you don't know yet where the Evergreens are going, we'll tell you about that in just a moment. Breaking ball is in for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Sendelbach is looking to make contact here. Trying to bring in a runner from second base. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Voss, quick pitching, home swing and a miss. It's dropped by the catcher. Going to have to complete the throw down to first base, and he does. A leadoff hit does not hurt Will Voss, and the Evergreens do not score in their half of the first inning. Tigers coming up when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible. But there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2019 best value brand. Seriously.
Visit HondaCertified.com to find the Honda that's right for you. With 2.49% APR for well-qualified buyers on select models.
See dealer for financing details. Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. And now's the time to keep your engine running clean with Seafoam Motor Treatment, only $6.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
As D.C. Everest starter Ty Treader completes his warm-up pitches, here's the defense behind him. Again, a makeshift outfield for the Evergreens. Tommy Alston in left. Cade Sievertson is the regular starter in center, and Delton Zuliger starts in right. Sievertson has played a great defensive center field all season. The Everest infield, Owen Latondres at third, Wyatt Miles at shortstop, older brother Jackson Miles at second, and Brady Sendelbach at first. Brandon Gillick will catch, and Ty Treader is ready to work to the Marshfield Tigers. Talk about the great defense that Cade Sievertson has played. Of course, shortstops are flashy, third basemen have to play on instinct, but give me a rangy center fielder. Track down long line drives to the gap. Sievertson's done that repeatedly. Here comes Ryan Krieger to lead off. Krieger has a .485 in-conference batting average. Krieger can make a case for himself for player of the year in the Valley. Good defensive shortstop. We've seen him for years. Wrapping up his senior year here for the Marshfield Tigers against Ty Treader. Checked his swing and did not go around. Ball one. Treader's a little bit low on his first pitch. the Tigers have a lot of seniors that they graduate this year. So the Tigers hope to do a little more with the class of 2019. Treader's pitch is up high, two balls and no strikes. Evergreens, on the other hand, have a lot of players coming back. That ball is smacked down the third baseline and foul. That was in on Krieger's hands, and he still hit it with authority, just well foul and into the left field corner. Two balls and one strike. Yeah, I mean, the bat that you want to be careful with in the Tigers lineup is right here, Ryan Krieger. This one's fouled off down the right field line and out of play. Evergreen starter Ty Treader has battled back to 2-2. Again, I think if the Evergreens bring their best game, they can get two wins against the Tigers. Tigers would be favored. They're ahead of the Evergreens in the standings. Bouncing ball off the plate up the third baseline. That rolls into foul territory and will stay at two balls and two strikes. I mean, like with so many teams with the Evergreens, are the Evergreens overmatched against Marshfield? No. No, they're not. Tigers bring a little more of an experienced lineup to the party, so, I mean, there's an edge there. Evergreen's pitching is also a little bit makeshift. Ty Treader kind of inherited the number one pitching job. 2-2, tries to nibble on that outside corner, and he missed. Count goes full to Ryan Krieger. I'm sure Krieger, just by reputation, works out a lot of walks over the course of the season. There are just situations in the game you'd not want to pitch to him here, and that is a little high, close. Ryan Krieger takes ball four, and Marshfield has a leadoff base runner.
Krieger walks, bringing up center fielder Brad Bowman.
You'll try and judge whether the high strike is in play or not in play. Just from the first, what, half of an inning and one batter? Probably not. Krieger works out a walk. Here's Brant Bowman to hit. Bowman's kind of a shorter kid, smaller strike zone here for Ty Treader to work with. Treader also tries something off speed, something that was supposed to cut and didn't, stayed up high, ball one. And both pitchers have to adjust to, what, late May and a cold weather game. So which starter can adjust to that and be effective? Going to have a big edge in this ball game. Treader there makes an adjustment and gets a strike that's right at the letters, one ball and one strike. So maybe that pitch right there is the top end of today's strike zone. See if it stays that way as we move through the mid and later stages. Man on first and a 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Tipped back into the glove of catcher Brandon Jelic. Treader's ahead, 1-2. Krieger has speed at first base, taking a pretty small lead. Well, secondary lead takes an extra step. Treader's a lefty, so he's got that crafty move over to first base. Just check the runner. Runner is going. Off speed pitch. Throw down to second. No, not even close. Jelic, the catcher, kind of double clutched for a moment there. And Ryan Krieger got a pretty good jump. So the Tigers, with nobody out, have a man in scoring position. Pitch was judged to be a ball, so back at the plate to Brant Bowman, it's two balls and two strikes. Treader, who works quickly, fouled off down the first base line and over the grandstand. Both of the short grandstands up the first base and third base line have very small roofs, but if the rain blows and the wind is going, I'm not sure that does a lot of help for the fans on the other side. The smart ones have brought their umbrellas today. 2-2 pitch, pretty good breaking ball that's wasted, fouled back. Bowman fouls off what would have been strike three. Umpires wear the heavier outside windbreakers. On the coaching lines, everyone's bundled up too. 2-2 pitch is hit to the second baseman, Jackson Miles, caught on a line. And retreating safely back to second base is Ryan Krieger. Brant Bowman is the first out.
Bowman lines out to second, bringing up
Mason Coffrin will now hit. Coffrin's a solid bat for the Tigers too, but it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup, and Ty Treader's got a challenge here. Left-handed pitcher holds the advantage in these types of matchups. Coffrin and then Ben Gust, who is DHing, awaits on deck for the Tigers. One out and a man on second, and starts Coffrin off with a strike. Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by our website, just for Everest fans, everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by Intercity State Bank, Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Just off the outside corner, Coughlin with a good eye takes a ball. A lot of lefties are going to swing and miss at that pitch. Breaking away from them, offered by Ty Treader. It's 1-1. Treader leg kick, runners going, hit and runs on, and this is in the gap to left center field. Runner's going to come around and score, and the Tigers will play from in front this afternoon. Ryan Krieger comes around easy. He was off on the pitch, and Mason Coughlin has himself a hit and has himself an RBI. 1-0 Marshfield.
Bringing up number 14, Ben Gust.
Ben Gust will hit. Gust sometimes catches. DH is for the pitcher today. A run in for the Tigers, and there's strike one from Ty Treader to Ben Gust. Something that I like about the Marshfield Athletic Program, the number of three-sport athletes, a lot for the Marshfield boys programs here. Outside corner just misses. Treader's close. We've seen that all year, too. When Treader throws a ball, he's usually around the strike zone. Which is why the scouting report to be successful against Ty Treader, be disciplined at the plate. 1-1 pitch is popped up into the wind, shallow left field. Going out is the shortstop who misplays the ball but will have a force at second base anyway. Wyatt Miles had that ball blow back across his body and landed behind him. Miles is still able to pick the ball up and throw to his brother Jackson Miles, covering second base. Gust reaches on a fielder's choice. The lead runner is erased on a 6-4 putout. Ball was hit out of the infield and into the shallow part of the outfield. No infield fly there. There are two outs. Isaiah Barrile will hit. Yeah, I mean, you know there are two- and three-sport athletes when you come here to do a baseball game, and you just remember a lot of these players from either the basketball or hockey season, and a lot of these kids were football players, too, on a very successful Marshfield Tiger football team this fall. Ground ball to short. Another chance for a play for Wyatt Miles. Throws across. Got him by a step. Close at first base to bring the first inning to a close. A walk comes back to hurt the Evergreens on a stolen base and a single. The Tigers have a 1-0 lead. We'll go to the top of the second when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It would take me all the time I have to explain who iCar is, so for now, let's just say it officially and nationally rates auto body shops. As a result of their evaluation, only America's top 10% reach gold class, and lucky us, we have a gold medalist just down the road. People from coast to coast know and trust Abra Auto Body. The work we do on your car or truck carries a limited lifetime warranty at any and every Abra location nationwide. From a scratch to paint restoration to a major collision decision, go for the gold. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
There's a guy in my neighborhood that can fix just about anything. His workshop is kind of intimidating because he always has the right tools. He told me his grandfather taught him everything he knows. Then he handed me JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive. Now there's another guy in the neighborhood that can fix just about anything. Me. JB Weld is known as the world's strongest bond for metal, wood, plastic, and more. When strength really matters, don't glue it. JB Weld it. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Amazon, and more.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Both teams wrapped out a hit in the first inning, but it's Marshfield that cashed in their runner from second base. Tigers lead 1-0 as the Evergreens come up in the top of the second inning. Everest will send 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order to hit against Will Voss. Here's Hunter Gipp to start us off. Good hitting day for Hunter Gipp here. Strong wind blowing out to right. Hunter Gipp, though, has struggled getting off-speed and breaking stuff, and that's what he's going to get from Will Voss here. Righty to righty as the second inning begins. Up high, ball one. I wonder what's left in the refrigerators of some of these Everest teams. You know, we had the triangular schedule that got rained out, and normally between games, pitches down low, two balls and no strikes to Gip. Normally between games, we set out the buffet and the players and families all eat while the other two teams in the triangular are playing. So I would imagine we have a lot of team moms who have made the four bean dip or the three cheese salsa. It's outside. It's now 3-0. 3-0 to Hunter Gip. I know that when allowed, I love going through the buffet line twice when the Evergreens host the triangular. Hunter Gip sees four pitches and gets a leadoff walk. So the Evergreens for the second inning in a row have the leadoff runner aboard. No speed to speak of with Gip.
Grip walks, bringing up left.
Tommy Alston will hit. Alston worked effectively in relief when the Evergreens played on Thursday. He's in the outfield today. Tommy Alston has limited plate appearances. He is 0 for 6 this season. May be called on to bunt the runner. Alston looked like he was going to bunt, pulled the bat away, and it's called strike one to Tommy Alston. It was over the outside corner. Again, if the bunt is not good, if it goes right back to one of the Marshfield players, they'll have a chance to cut down Gip, who just kind of lumbers around the bases. 0-1 pitch, looking to bunt here. It's pushed up the first baseline. That's going to be an effective sacrifice. Pitcher Will Voss comes off the mound. His only play is to first to get Tommy Alston, who has sacrificed the runner into scoring position. So the Evergreens are hoping that Wyatt Miles or Ty Treader can pick up Hunter Gip. So Tommy Alston has done what's asked of him. Wyatt Miles is only a freshman. 2-for-9 this season.
Shortstop Wyatt Miles.
Left-handed batter. Pitch is outside. Ball one to Wyatt Miles. And again, Hunter Gip, void of speed. No guarantees where Gip lands, even on a line drive to the outfield. Pitch there is a little bit low, two balls and no strikes. Again, our home plate umpire points towards the ground, and everyone knows that was outside of the strike zone below the knees. And when I see that umpire move in his left hand, I think he's going to indicate strike. Well, he's indicating with his right hand, so there you go. Two balls and one strike. Got it. Got the mechanics of the day down here on a Tuesday afternoon. Tell you about the two games that are non-conference games that the Evergreens have left. That breaks in on Wyatt Miles, strike two. That's a nice pitch from Will Voss. Looked like it was going to start outside the strike zone and instead broke in over the outside corner. Wyatt Miles, two balls, two strikes, looking to make some contact here with one out and a man on second. Evergreens trail 1-0. 2-2 pitch. Checked his swing, blooped over the head of shortstop Ryan Krieger. Hunter Gip will have to stop at third base. Wyatt Miles reached out and makes contact. That's a nice piece of two-strike hitting for Wyatt Miles. Evergreens with runners on the corners, and the Evergreens starting pitcher Ty Treader will have a chance to help himself here. Treader is hitting 250, 10 for 40 for the season. But I don't think there's any Evergreen who's had more line drive outs come off his bat this season than Ty Treader. One out and runners on the corners as the Evergreens look to draw even. Wyatt Miles, the runner at first, pretty good speed. And Treader is fast too, so this would be a hard double play to turn on a ground ball. The pitch is a little bit high, yeah. Both pitchers, Voss and Treader, would love that high strike to be more in play. That was letters or maybe a little above, and that so far today has been a ball. And again, all everyone wants is consistency. So there it is. That's a ball today. Throw over to first. Runner is back. With Treader ahead in the count, one ball, no strikes, the Evergreens love the double steal in these situations. You're asking a freshman, though, to execute that play. That's Wyatt Miles, the runner at first. Coming home, gets a big secondary lead, and it's down low. Two balls, no strikes. So suddenly this is a hitter's count for Ty Treader. Treader looks like he's had fun playing baseball. hockey is Ty's sport. But baseball's been for fun. Been an effective pitcher. Got some clutch hits over the course of the season. Pitches over for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. I mean, baseball's not unfamiliar for Ty. His dad has coached in the past, too. In addition to all the travel that's hockey-related. Boy, if you play hockey at the high school level, when you're not in season, you travel all over the place for ice time and playing opportunities. Cheddar here looking to deliver 2-1. Throw over to first. That's close there. Just back. Almost picked off Wyatt Miles. Pitcher Voss looked over to third base, then wheeled around back towards first. Freshman's got to be careful there. Instead, Will Voss will refocus at home. 2 balls and 1 strike. Come set. Coming home. Runners are not going, and that's an outside corner. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baseball's brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. 2-2. Coming home to Ty Treader. Hit up the middle. Pitcher makes the play. Throws to second. There's one. On to first. Not in time. And the run will score from third base. That was a bang-bang play at first base. I'm not sure that was the right call. Treader may have been out at first base. The Evergreens may be getting a break here. Regardless, the call goes Everest way, and the game is tied one apiece. And Ty Treader will have a courtesy runner. Nolan Hoppe is coming out. That was very close at first base. Pitcher Will Voss correctly went to second to cut down the lead runner. The turn to first was very close. Treader reaches and manages to tie the game by just barely beating that out. Here's Delton Zuliger, who will bat, the Evergreens' number 9 hitter. Now tied 1-1. Not too much of a protest from Marshfield, and first base is right in front of their dugout, so I guess. I mean, of all the people describing what's happening, I'm the one that's furthest away. Zuliger takes strike 1 on the inside corner. Start him off with a breaking ball. Yeah, our infield umpire is closer. Tigers in the first base dugout are closer. And to me, that was on a razor's edge at first base. Fly ball to shallow center. Wind's blowing this one around. Center fielder comes in, and making the catch is Brant Bowman, and the Evergreens are retired. The Evergreens with a walk, sacrifice, a hit, and get a run in by legging out what would have been a double play. Our new scores, we go to the bottom of the second inning. D.C. Everest 1, Marshfield Tigers 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes. Commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Buck Sports!
6, 7, and 8 in the Tigers' batting order to face Ty Treader as we go to the bottom of the second, tied 1-1. I'm Chris Conley. We're at Hackman Field in Marshfield on an overcast day. We're supposed to get some rain, but we're hoping that'll hold off till after baseball is done. Evergreens and Tigers play again Thursday, and the weather's supposed to be more favorable for that. We'll be at Simon Field for our final conference game of the year. Isaac Meverden to lead off against Ty Treader. Meverden, standout football player. Played basketball, too. Another one of the Marshfield three-sport athletes. Pitches down low, ball 1 from Ty Treader. The baseball seeding meetings were held over the weekend. Of course, the Evergreens don't have a lot of bargaining power. They're below 500. Meverden swings and misses at a pitch that was in on the hands. One ball and one strike. So the Evergreens are a number 10 seed, which means the Evergreens will have to play on the Tuesday instead of getting a Thursday bye. We'll talk about that in a moment, too. This ball is hit to short, ranging over and under his glove. Wyatt Miles can't make a play on that. Going to score that a hit as Wyatt Miles had to take two, maybe three steps over to his left to try and come up with that. Meverden leads off the second with a hit.
Right fielder, Riley Bouchette.
Although scored a hit, Wyatt Miles should have made a play on that. You could conference and debate on whether that's a hit or an error. I favor being generous, particularly to the seniors. Make the batting averages go up. Riley Bouchette to hit with a man on first and nobody out. Looks to bunt the runner over. He offered at bat. Throw down to first. Runner's back. Strike one on Bouchette. And I think one of the challenges for both of these teams have lineups that are front-loaded with the big bats. You get down to 7, 8, and 9. Can these teams get production out of those lower spots? Bouchette's already squared to bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a pitch high. One ball and one strike. So the Evergreens, as a number 10 seed, play a week from Tuesday, and they will travel to Superior. The longest possible road trip for the Evergreens. Yes, we've looked it up. 3.5 hours. Pitch is just a little high. Two balls and one strike. So that will be the Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend. Will we have that game on Fox Sports? Yes, we will. Starting time has not yet been announced. Throw over to first. Oh, it goes off the first baseman's glove. Sendelbach was going to have the runner picked off. Wow. Meverden was leaning towards second base. Ty Treader, he would have been dead to rights. Went off the glove of Sendelbach and rolls away. Tigers were well on their way to making an out on the bases. In fact, I think Sendelbach, the Everest first baseman, knew it and tried to put the tag down before the ball was in his glove. Blooper to center field. Coming in is the Evergreen center fielder, Cade Sievertson. He makes the catch, and the runner retreats to first base. One out. Jacob Errol to hit. So we are waiting for a start time to be announced for that playoff game, which is, what, a week from today? We will make the longest of rides and bring that game to you here at Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The other team that we follow around here, Wausau East, the Lumberjacks played Division II baseball this year. First pitch is a strike to Errol. Very light rain starting to fall outside. Couple of umbrellas going up. I can tell because a few raindrops are finding their way indoors here to our broadcast spot. 0-1 pitch is up high, 1-1. The Lumberjacks will play Merrill as they begin their playoff run on Thursday. That's 48 hours from now. Tell you about how that will affect our broadcast lineup in just a moment. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. In on the hands, a ball and two strikes. Because the Bucks are going to be playing their game Thursday, we will give you the Wausau East Merrill game live. That will start at 5 o'clock. The Bucks game starts at 7:30, so like a jigsaw puzzle, that should fit together just fine. The Everest Marshfield game Thursday, next Thursday's game at Simon Field, will be a podcast-only game. Got to bring you the Bucks. They're in the conference finals. The Bucks could be playing for a trip to the NBA championship on Thursday, depending on how things unfold tonight. 1-2 pitch coming home. That's outside, 2-2. Meverden, who led off the inning with a single, still there at first base with one out. Tigers so far have been unable to advance that runner. Again, Treader's facing the number 8 batter in the order, so Treader's got a challenge in this spot. Coming home at 2 balls and 2 strikes, that's up high and the count goes full. Treader has been unable to spot that cutter or that off-speed pitch so far. He's left a lot of them high and away. Treader's been good making in-game adjustments, just hasn't made it yet here. Full count. One out and a man on first. Coming home, that's strike three. Jacob Errol knew it, and he's the second out. Looks at a called third strike. I would tell you that that one got the outside corner. The pitch was probably a little fatter than that. Too good to let go by. Up to Preston Wagner to keep the inning going with two outs and a man on first. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter here. And that is just outside. Again, with the strike zone a little bit tight today, consistent but tight, both pitchers have had trouble putting their off-speed pitches consistently into the smaller strike zone. That one's up high, two balls and no strikes. And I'm not sure I like the approach here. This is your number nine hitter. I want to throw fastballs and challenge in this spot. I mean, on deck, Ryan Krieger is the best hitter in the conference. You've got to get number nine here and keep the number one leadoff hitter waiting in the on-deck circle. That pitch is fouled away, two balls and one strike. Yet, Treader cannot give up a walk here. I mean, it's early and there's a lot of baseball to be played here, but just the fundamentals say you challenge number nine, and if he beats you, well, you tip your cap to him. Sure don't want to give a free pass up with a 485 hitter waiting on deck and two outs. 2-1. Popped up. This should end the inning. Shallow left field. This is a long run in. This is an adventure, and it falls fair. That ball had a tremendous amount of hang time, but Delton Zuliger couldn't get to it, and the Everest second baseman Jackson Miles tried to dive toward it. That was well out of Miles' play. Boy, somehow that ball's got to be caught, and it was not. And the inning continues. There are runners on the corners. That had an incredible amount of hang time. In the defense of the Everest fielders, though, it's windy, and that ball was blowing away from the Everest right fielder and the Everest second baseman, the guys that had to make a play on that. So here comes Ryan Krieger, two outs and runners on the corners. Throw over to first. Runner is back safely. So Ty Treader's got to work a little harder to get the second inning in the books. Krieger walked his first time up. Treader long set, leg kick home, hit on the ground up the third base line. It's foul and out of play. Yeah, you know, aside from the wind blowing from left field to right field, the ball is not carrying today at all. A couple of balls hit off the bat that I think would be to moderate parts of the outfield. Back closer towards the infield today. 0-1 pitch, curve, drops in. There you go. Thought for a moment that was going to be judged outside. A delayed strike two. Ty Treader is up 0-2 on Ryan Krieger. Krieger is still a dangerous bat with the two strikes on him. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and that smacks down the left field line. It's a fair ball by feet, and it's going to go to the corner. One run is in, two runs are in. The game of inches burns the Evergreens. Ryan Krieger with a two-out, two-strike double. That's a good hitter for you. Marshfield gets two runs in and retakes the lead. Tigers 3, Evergreens 1. You could just tell when the number 9 hitter reached with kind of a seeing eye hit that the Evergreens might be in a little bit of deep water, and they were. Krieger makes the Evergreens pay. Brant Bowman to hit now, and the Evergreens have to leave that runner stranded at second base. First pitch to Bowman's down low for ball one. I mean, give the Tigers credit. They cashed in on a break that was given to them. Bloop falls in just outside the range of the right field bats. Off-speed pitches smacked to first base. Sendelbach catches it on a line, and the inning is over. The Tigers get three hits and bring two runs in. Ryan Krieger's two-out double gives Marshfield a 3-1 lead. We'll go to the top of the third next on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Experienced truck drivers, are you looking for a better work-life balance? At Schneider, the options are endless because you can choose from 38 types of driving jobs, from regional to local, from OTR to intermodal, from dedicated to LTL and more. Personalize your driving career to fit your lifestyle. Along with all of the different types of driving jobs, you can also pick from over 50 different dedicated accounts. Learn more about all of the options for drivers and then you decide. Find it all at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Marshfield. Overcast, windy, and cool. It was 54 degrees at first pitch today. Evergreens are coming up in the top of the third, and they trail again behind 3-1. Evergreens had an answer when Marshfield got a run across in the bottom of the first inning. Evergreens tied it up in the second. Looking for a couple more runs now. In the top of the Everest order, Cade Sievertson to lead off for the Evergreens. Sievertson singled his first time up.
Leading off for Everest, center fielder Cade Sievertson.
If the weather cooperates, the Evergreens have two more non-conference games. Scheduled Friday to play Pulaski in what would be their final game at Simon Field for the season. And then the Evergreens this coming Saturday have some travel plans for the three-day weekend. They'll be down at Warner Park in Madison to play Madison East. First pitch to Sievertson, swinging on the first pitch and grounded to second. It goes off the second baseman's glove. That's an error, and Cade Sievertson reaches. Preston Wagner didn't charge that ball and I think thought that he was going to have to hurry his throw. Took his eye off it. Went off the heel of his glove, bounced away.
Jackson Miles
grounded out his first time. Sievertson is on first base. He's been first ball swinging and has made contact in both of his at-bats. Again, the tricky thing of hitting 400, which is what Cade Sievertson, the runner at first, is trying to do. He's going here. Hit and run. Smack through the left side. It's a single. Evergreens are going to try and get Sievertson to third. He'll make it. Evergreens have runners on the corners. Sievertson was taking off with the pitch, and Jackson Miles hit it in the area where the shortstop, Ryan Krieger, had just vacated. And Sievertson goes all the way to third base on a successful hit and run. Evergreens, with nobody out, have runners on the corners. Here's Owen Latondras. Latondras grounded out his first time up. So neither team's pitcher has really been able to settle down so far. Seems like there have been runners on base everywhere. Trying to bunt. He's trying to bunt either to squeeze that runner in or is trying to get that run in. That ball looked like it hit the bat after it came down and hit home plate. Foul ball. Strike one for Latondras, or either it came up and hit Latondras before he had vacated the batter's box. 0-1. Latondras has been such a good hitter, I'd look for him to drive the ball here. Latondras getting a hit is a higher percentage play than getting that bunt down and pushing the run in. It's outside for a strike. Runners going down to second, safe, and the Evergreens work the double steal and get a run in. Jackson Miles has stolen second base, and once the throw went through, Cade Sievertson comes home from third. The Evergreens work the double steal, a play they use year after year, over and over again. They get a run out of it. It's now 3-2. Owen Latondras now with a chance to drive this run in from second base. Off speed is called strike three on the inside corner. Owen Latondras is the first out. Brady Sendelbach and then Hunter Gipp will still have chances to drive in Jackson Miles from second and get this game tied again. Sendelbach was a strikeout victim his first time up. Coming home, down low, gets away from the catcher. Runner will advance to third base. That pitch was inside, but that went off the catcher's glove. That's going to be a pass ball. And the Evergreens move the tying run up one base to third. So now any kind of contact could get the Evergreens a run, and Sendelbach's been a good contact hitter all season. Sendelbach in this at-bat will bid for his 22nd RBI. Again, we're hoping for good weather and that the Evergreens can play those non-conference games on Friday and Saturday. That'd be nice. Off-speed pitches a strike, one ball and one strike. Pulaski is a couple of games above 500. They're 11-8. Pulaski would come over. That would be senior day for the Evergreens on Friday at Simon Field, 5 o'clock game. And then a 12:30 start if you're making the trip to Madison. Batter asked for time, and it was granted just before Will Voss, the Marshfield pitcher, delivered home. We'll play at Warner Park, the home of the Madison Mallards in the Northwoods League. So that'll be a nice environment. Madison East is a losing team this season. They have just 3 wins. 1-1 pitch hit up the mound just past the pitcher and right up the box. The Evergreens have tied the ballgame. Brady Sendelbach delivers a one-out single. Jackson Miles scores. We're tied 3-3. One of the reasons we'd like the Evergreens to get those non-conference games in, the Evergreens have a lot of very promising underclassmen pitching. The Evergreens have sophomores and freshmen that have looked good in some of the non-conference games. You'd like to get them some more work before the season's done. So the Evergreens have battled back. Hits 4 and 5 this inning. And here's Hunter Gipp. Gipp hits that back up the middle. Pitcher's got, now goes through his glove. There will be a tag out at first base, and they get the play at first, too. I think Hunter Gipp may have been safe there. A lot happened on that play. Went off Will Voss's glove. Second baseman Preston Wagner tagged the runner. You know what? Sendelbach is standing at second base like he wasn't tagged, and I think Sendelbach may be right, but the umpire called out. Everest coach Dave Langman is arguing that, too. I don't think Sendelbach was tagged there. But again, the infield umpire indicated out and then indicated out at second base. The Evergreens may have a case that there were no outs made on that play. That's not the way our infield umpire saw it, and the inning has come to an end. The Evergreens have tied the game with 2 runs here in their half of the third, and our new score as we go to the bottom of 3. It's D.C. Everest 3 and Marshfield 3. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Whether it's a sprain, muscle strain, or fracture, your care is always first priority at Bone & Joint. Now you can visit Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau before or after work and all day on Saturdays. No appointments or referral needed. Just walk in and an orthopedic provider will see you. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Bone & Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Visit bonejoint.net for more info.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so great either? Try new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget Odor Eaters sprays and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles. Real foot support plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports! So back and forth we go. The game is tied 3-3. Marshfield got out of that top of the third inning on a double play. Evergreens lead runner Sendelbach was judged to have been tagged on his way into second base. Sendelbach stayed at second base like the tag missed him. And just from the body language in between innings, home plate umpire and infield umpire kind of talked up the first base line. I think the home plate umpire may have seen it differently. No balls and one strike. First pitch is a strike to Mason Coffrin, who leads off the inning, and that's outside 1-1. Now, I've said on a lot of these broadcasts, I don't like the umpire from further away overruling anybody on the infield. It's the infield umpire's call. Pitch is outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Infield umpire is closest to it. He's not screened on that play. It's his call. So if you miss one, you miss one. To me, it looks lousy when the umpire who's 90 feet, 100 feet away says, no, no, I saw it differently. Although I think that is indeed what the case was there. Pitch is outside here, and Ty Treader has fallen behind Mason Coffrin. 3 balls and 1 strike. the lead runner has been aboard for all of these teams in all of the innings that we've played so far. That's a slow roller on the infield. Going to have to charge in. Latondras tries to barehand it. Safe at first base. Legged out, Mason Coffrin gets himself an infield hit. That call was correct. Mason Coffrin knew that he was going to have a chance to beat that out. It's a slow roller on a very slow infield. And Owen Latondras knew correctly that he was going to have to barehand it. Hustled the throw across, but just not in time. So again, the trend of everyone getting the leadoff runner aboard continues in this game. We've played six half innings so far, and six leadoff men aboard. Ben Gust will now hit. Strike on the outside corner. Wind picking up, as you hear across our Fox Sports microphones, blowing from left to right. Just looking at the flag, you would think that right field could be a home run field. The ball has not carried at all today. That's sliced down the right field side and out. No balls, two strikes. Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your footwear needs. Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. A trusted name in Wausau for 80 years. Checked his swing. Did not go around. One ball and two strikes, and I think that's correct, too. Even though sometimes we see things differently than our umpires, got to go easy on the Big Blues today. The baseball shortage of umpires is severe. Ground ball to short, could be a double play. It is bobbled and off the glove of Wyatt Miles. The Evergreens will get no outs on that on a shortstop error. That ball was hit hard enough that Wyatt Miles was going to be able to turn two on that. So many times you see that the inexperienced infielders just kind of rush that play, and that time the Evergreens didn't get anything as it goes off Wyatt Miles' glove. First and second with nobody out. Isaiah Burriel to hit. So the Evergreens pitcher Ty Treader deserved better on that swing of the bat. Both teams now with three runs on five hits and one error, but Marshfield's threatening to take the lead right back. See if Isaiah is called on to lay down a bunt. You could move two into scoring position with a successful sacrifice here. The Evergreens play everyone back. He could almost bunt for a base hit here. He is swinging and takes strike one. Was going to swing away, takes strike one. Force at any base for the Evergreens. Pitch here is sliced foul down the first base side. I believe we are at no balls and two strikes. Yeah, the WIAA, which oversees Wisconsin sports, has told us for a couple of years now that we are running short on officials in almost all sports. Try scheduling officials for makeup hockey games. Never enough hockey officials to go around. And baseball, we've started to feel it a little this year. The Everest Athletic Program, I know we had at least one freshman baseball game scheduled for a Friday, canceled because we couldn't get umpires. You have a couple of rainouts over the course of a season, and then there are varsity and JV games that have to be made up on a Friday, and suddenly there aren't enough Blues to go around. Treader coming home here, that's down low. Well, home plate umpire just indicated. Two balls, one strike. I had it the other way around. Scoreboard's right. Umpire's right. I got to be wrong. One of the things, too, if you come out and see these games, nothing wrong with an older or more experienced umpire. But, I mean, over the course of the year, we have some umpires. You can tell they've got the gray around the side. That's all right. I do, too. But you look at some of these umpires and you say, 5 years from now, are they still going to be umpiring baseball? Probably not. And you wonder, where are the 20- or 30-year-old guys, those guys in the pipeline, are going to replace? Called a strike, two balls and two strikes. And we have more umpires who are towards the end of their officiating careers than we have younger guys who are moving in to fill those spots. Treader ready with his 2-2 pitch to Isaiah Burriel. Coming home here, that's on the outside corner. Ring him up and sit him down. Strike three called. Treader needed that. You figure a ball in play could have moved those runners up. Isaac Meverden, who singled his first time up, will take a turn now with one out. Runners still on first and second. And by the way, if you're a parent or an older brother or uncle and are listening to this broadcast, high school officials make some good money. What a nice part-time job. If you can tune out all the negative and just focus on the game, you know, officials these days, a couple of friends that work basketball games, I ask, how much work do you get? And they say, as much as my wife will allow. And I think that's true in just about every sport. Pitch here is down low, two balls and no strikes. And again, if you've got a buddy that you're umpiring with, get a couple of road trips around the state going, that could be some good times. Two balls and no strikes here as the Evergreens live dangerously again. Pitches outside. Runner's trying to steal third. Throw down there. Not in time. Runner almost popped off the bag, and the Evergreens tried to apply a secondary tag. Nope. Stolen base for Mason Coffrin. And the Tigers now have runners at the corners. Back at the plate, it's two balls and one strike. See how the Evergreens will adjust their defense here. They'll play the shortstop and second baseman back at double play depth. They'll hold the runner on at first, and the third baseman is even with the bag. Marshall with another scoring chance, and that's outside. Three balls and one strike. Ty Treader is one pitch away from loading the bases. By the way, high school officials at every sport get mileage. So when you travel out of town, well, you've got a better mileage deal than your Fox Sports broadcast team, I'll tell you that. Coming home again at three balls and two strikes, hit and runs on a fly ball in foul ground to right field. It is out of play. Again, there's a ball with a lot of hang time there and a long run for Delton Zuliger, the right fielder, who couldn't catch it. The Evergreens may actually be happy with that because there's so much room in foul ground here at Hackman Field. You make that play, the runner probably tags from third and scores. Instead, we'll do 3-2 again. And the Evergreens play the outfield in a lot. A line drive gets into the alley here and could bring two runs in. Throw over to first. Runner is back. Baseball on Fox Sports brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved ones. The Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. 3-2 for a while here. This will be the eighth pitch that Meverden has seen in this at-bat. Steps off, a throw to third, and the runner is back safely. And I would rather the Ty Treader focus on the out in front of him at the plate here. Throws wildly on the bases, give up runs in this spot. Coming home again at 3-2, and this is a slow tapper up the third baseline, foul. Bounced off the plate and rolled harmlessly into foul ground. So Meverden's being a tough customer here in the bottom of the third inning. Tigers led 1-0, Evergreens answered and tied the game at 1 apiece. Tigers led 3-1, and the Evergreens answered again, tied 3-3 where we are now. But the Tigers are threatening again. One out, men on the corners as we play the bottom of the third inning. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Bounced up to the mound. Ty Treader's going to try and get that runner at third. They got him. No, they're going to say he's safe. Oh, that's a horrible call. Oh, my goodness. The runner at third was tagged before he dived safely back to the bag, and the infield umpire, who's in position C near second base, judges safe and judges incorrectly. And Everest coach Dave Langbin comes out for another animated conversation with an umpire who he thought called two outs on a play where everyone was safe in the last half inning. Coach Dave Langbin and the infield umpire are having an afternoon already. And the bases are loaded with Tigers. The Evergreens fail to record an out. I don't like that either. The infield umpire turned towards the pitcher's mound and said something to one of the Everest players. The Everest players are huddling up behind the mound talking, and the infield umpire said something to one of them. On what I will tell you was a blown call. The runner was out at third base. Instead, everybody is safe. On a fielder's choice, the bases are loaded with Tigers. Only one out. Riley Bouchoc to hit. The Evergreens must feel like it's 10 against 9 right now. Lefty on lefty, and the Evergreens play the infield in, even though we're only in the third inning. There's strike one. You know, the double play call, I guess, that's how you see it. That was not a good call over at third base, which denies the Evergreens an out in this inning. Pitch here is sliced to left center field. It's over the left fielder's head who is playing in. 1-2 runs will score for the Tigers. The runner that should have been erased at third base has come around to score, and the Tigers take a 5-3 lead. It's a nice piece of hitting, though, by Riley Bouchoc. You tip your cap on that. You know, no balls are carrying to the outfield except that line drive, and that's what Bouchoc delivered there. It is 5-3 Tigers. Yeah, again, the fly balls here today at Hackman Field, the fly balls get blown back in towards the infield and just die. But the line drive there went over Tommy Alston's head. The Evergreens are correct to play the outfield in there. But that's a 2 RBI. Actually, it's just a long single there. Bouchoc didn't get an extra base. In fact, it's kind of hard to imagine how the Tigers don't have runners at second and third. No matter, they're happy with two runs coming in on the Bouchoc line drive. Jacob Errol struck out looking his first time up and takes ball one here. And that's inside, two balls and no strikes. So every time the Evergreens come back to tie this game, the Tigers reestablish a lead. 5-3 now. 2-0 pitch is a curve way outside, almost a wild pitch. Brandon Gillick had to reach out, got that in the webbing of the catcher's mitt. Ty Treader has been scored on in each of the three innings, and Treader's pitch count's got to be way high. 3-0 looking to bunt here, pulls back, and that's ball four. The bases are loaded with Marshfield Tigers again. And that's the number eight man in the Tiger order, and he gets a free pass.
Earl Watts bringing up the second baseman,
Preston Wagner singled his last time up. Courtesy runner comes out for the Tigers
courtesy
here.
Is Caleb Speck at first base.
Caleb Speck, who is normally a pitcher, will courtesy run at first base. Evergreens bring the infield in again for Preston Wagner, who takes strike one. And Ryan Krieger, whose credentials we've discussed a couple of times, awaits on deck. So this, again, is a dangerous spot for Ty Treader. Evergreens committed an error in this inning, which should have been an out or maybe a double play, and then a bad call at third base. There's strike two. So Treader should be out of this inning already. And instead, Marshfield's threatening for more runs. Treader is ahead 0-2. Could help himself with a strikeout here. Coming home. And that's a little bit high. That has been a ball all afternoon, and it is there too. One ball and two strikes. Again, infield in. So the chances for punching one through go way up here for the Tigers. Inside-out swing to shallow right field. Caught by the Everest right fielder, and the runner does not advance. Not hit deep enough to score there. There's the second out. Delton Zuliger makes the catch in shallow right. Well, it is still early in this ballgame. We're only in the bottom of the third inning. Lots of baseball to come, but the Tigers have a chance to really put some distance between themselves and the Evergreens here, as Ryan Krieger will hit with the bases loaded. There are two outs. He has walked and doubled in two runs from his last at-bat. Coming home, up high, one ball and no strikes. And again, you like that the Evergreens have battled back each time they've given up runs. But one of these pitchers is eventually going to settle down, or someone from the bullpen is going to be effective. You don't want to be caught behind here. Inside out, swing, slice to right field. One run will come in. Bobbled in right field. A second run will come in. That's a hit and an error. Bobbled by the right fielder, Dalton Zuliger. Ryan Krieger continues to hit just about everything that's thrown to him. Slice that past the first baseman, Sendelbach, and into right field. A hit and an RBI. A second run comes as Dalton Zuliger bobbled the ball. It's now 7-3. The Evergreens defense has been two errors this inning.
And that brings up center fielder Brent Bowman.
I see just from the Marshfield crowd below that there are some members of the Ryan Krieger fan club who'd like two RBI there. Brent Bowman becomes the ninth Tiger to bat. There are still runners on second and third. Called strike one. Yeah, Krieger advanced on the error as well. And Jacob Errol, who is the runner at third base, also moved up on the error. So not only did the error of the bobble cost the Evergreens another run up into scoring position. There's a strike. It's one ball and one strike here. 7-3 Tigers now. That's up high, two balls and one strike. Treader needs to get an out here against Bowman to end the inning. A walk loads the bases up again for a third time in this frame. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's fouled back, 2-2. I mean, the Evergreens are going to be into their bullpen in this game for certain. Ty Treader's thrown a lot of pitches just to get through three innings. Tigers have reached him for four runs. Again, you know, the Evergreens are going to complain about the missed call at third base. That's not really what shaped this inning. The Evergreens have committed two more errors, so you don't help yourself at all. It's outside, 3-2. Evergreens shortstop committed an error that could have been a double play ball. How different does this inning look if you turn two instead of getting none on that? 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded again. Mason Coffrin to bat. Coffrin started off the inning with a single. Tigers have batted around on the Evergreens.
Now batting for the Tigers, first baseman Mason Coffrin.
This again is the lefty-on-lefty matchup. Pitch is down low, ball one. And nowhere to put Mason Coffrin. You know, in high school baseball, if the batter checks with his signs and checks with his coaches, you almost always take the first pitch with the bases loaded. That's the right strategy. Make your pitcher throw a strike, which Ty Treader has not done on the second pitch either, 2-0. Body language is not good for Ty Treader either. Kind of shrugged his shoulder on a pitch that's been a ball all day. Ty looks like a kid that needs a break right now. 2-0 pitch. Down low, 3-0. Looking down the left field line at the Everest bullpen, no one's throwing there. So Ty Treader is left to work out of this on his own. Trailing by four now, and here's the 3-0 pitch. It's down low in the dirt. A four-pitch walk brings in another run. 8-3, Tigers. We've seen this before with the Evergreens, the kind of one bad inning where things fall apart. This looks like the one bad inning right now. Five runs in for the Tigers. Bases are still loaded. Evergreen senior Jackson Miles comes in to conference with his pitcher, and now Everest coach Dave Langman is making the slow walk out to the mound, too. Ben Gust, who is about to hit, is the cleanup hitter for the Tigers, and he's batting with the bases full. And there is some late action now in the Everest bullpen. I don't get that. Ty Treader struggled for a couple of batters. It's a cold enough day where it's going to take you a little while to get loose, and if the Evergreens are making a change here. This call came to the bullpen very late. It would be our home plate umpire, I'm sure, who would break up this conference. That infield umpire and Coach Dave Langman should probably keep a little distance from each other. Should Coach Langman get himself thrown out of this game, he's got a girls' soccer date where his two daughters will be playing today. So Coach Langman gets to decide, baseball or soccer, what's your pleasure? And now this very long conference on a very cold Tuesday afternoon is about to come to an end. This has gone on for a long time. In fact, Langman is talking to the home plate umpire and had something to say, I would imagine, about what the strike zone's been like. And now Langman's going back. All right, we are ready to resume, and Ty Treader is going to continue on the mound for the Evergreens. Again, you know, have the Evergreens had some breaks go against them in this inning? Well, yeah. But you're responsible for getting the outs and not committing the errors, and the Evergreens haven't done that. So they find themselves in the deep waters, trailing 8-3, and the bases are still loaded. Two outs, first pitch is hit on the ground to third. Taking it over to the bag is Latondras, and mercifully, the inning comes to an end. There was damage done here. The Tigers get five runs on just three hits. Two errors, two walks, and the Tigers look like the opportunistic team right now. We've gone through three innings. It's now Marshfield 8, D.C. Evers 3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies. But they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.